Government troops in Burma have attacked militia members in the northern state of Kachin. The fighting has killed at least 4 people and displaced 2,000 others since Thursday. The Kachin are one of the largest ethnic minorities in Burma, called Myanmar by its military-backed government. It has been struggling for decades for more autonomy in the country. The area is home to 2 hydropower projects funded by China, which will receive the vast majority of the power generated. Mark Farminer, director of Burma Campaign UK, spoke to Charles Collins about the issue.
This has been sort of in the pipeline for some time. Burma's new constitution stipulates there can only be one armed group in Burma, the Burmese army. But what's happened in Burma for the past 20 years is there's been many armed ethnic groups who have been on ceasefire with the dictatorship. Burma was afflicted by conflict since independence, and 20 years ago a whole series of ceasefire agreements with almost 20 armed ethnic groups were agreed. And now Burma has this new constitution which says that these armed groups, they must effectively surrender and become part of the Burmese army. But from their perspective, they haven't achieved any of the political goals in terms of protecting ethnic minorities, having some level of autonomy or federalism. So they have refused. So we're seeing now the Burmese army starting to break these ceasefires. And last week, they broke the ceasefire with the Kachin Independence Army, which is one of the larger and better equipped ethnic armed groups in northeast Burma.
This conflict is happening near where the Chinese are constructing a hydropower plant. Does this have any bearing on what's going on in that particular area?
Well, China is quite concerned. There, in 2009, the Burmese army broke a ceasefire further south with a different armed ethnic group, and almost 30,000 refugees fled into China, and China was very unhappy about that. This is serious because not only is there the potential for refugees, but there's actually 2 dams being planned on the Taping River, which is just along the China-Burma border. And these dams are meant to be providing electricity to Yunnan province in China, which China is trying to develop economically because it has fallen behind other parts of China. So this affects China in terms of potential refugees, instability on the border, and economically. It's also along a very important highway route that's being constructed with Chinese finance to increase cross-border trade. So China will be saying to both sides very firmly that they, and has been saying that they don't want to see any conflict, but the Burmese regime seems absolutely determined to go ahead and take on all these armed ethnic groups rather than solving the issues that they have through political dialogue.
We've spoken many times before. We've always talked about what the international community can do. In this case, how strong a hand does China have? Does it have more influence than other nations?
It has some influence economically and politically because it has provided protection for the regime at the UN Security Council, and has consistently opposed stronger pressure. But I think there is a reluctance on China's part because they have their own ethnic minorities who are trying to establish sort of more rights and autonomy for themselves, and China is very concerned that precedents set in Burma could be applied to China. I think it's unlikely, though, that they will. They'll be able, if the Burmese army are really determined to go ahead with this, they probably will. In the past, they have they've defied China. They didn't even inform China that they were moving the capital, even though they're their closest ally. And the Burmese generals are very clever at playing a game, playing off China and India against each other. China is it could be afraid if it pushes too hard, then Burma will just move into the Indian camp, and vice versa. The same with India and China. Thein Sein is the new dictator is playing the two sides off against each other to avoid any serious pressure from either country.
Now, going back to these 2 dams, often when hydro power projects are done, it does cause damage to the areas where they're being built. People are displaced. How are these projects affecting the people in this area?
There are very serious effects for people in this area. And in fact, this is one of almost 40 dams in the process of being constructed or planned around Burma, almost all of them in ethnic minority areas, and all of them providing electricity generated mostly to neighboring countries, not to people in Burma. So you have the dictatorship there once again exploiting the natural resources, getting revenue direct to their foreign bank accounts, while local people are being displaced in their tens of thousands. They're not even being, you know, they're being forced off their land as valleys are being flooded in some areas where you have tribes where you know, of just a 1,000 or 2,000 people, these tribes which will be completely wiped out and displaced by these dams being built. And you have foreign construction workers coming in one of the dams being built in Kachin State. You have 10,000 Chinese workers being built in while the local people are being forced off their land with little or no compensation, move to other areas where they're told they can farm, but they don't own the land rights, and the area is not as good for, there's not fertile ground for them to farm in. It's not really suitable. And also you've had a strong militarization where the Burmese army moves into these areas to provide more security. And with that comes a dramatic escalation of human rights abuses, forced labor, gang rape by Burmese army soldiers. All these things have been building up in the past few years as these dams are being planned in Kachin State and elsewhere.